a song that comes to my mind. I won't be able to sing it for you. Sorry. I don't think I can tell you who sings it, but it's one of those popular songs that you hear in commercials quite a bit. And it's got the verse, it's probably from before my time, but it's got the verse, what does love got to do with it? What's love got to do with it? Am I right on that? Do we know what I'm talking about? Okay. I can't tell you any more than that, but I can kind of hear that part in my head. And I think that'd be kind of a good theme song for today's gospel, because love has everything to do with what Jesus is talking about with the Pharisees. Once again, he's having one of his famous debates kind of going back and forth, but this time Jesus is the one that's asking the tough questions of the Pharisees, not the other way around. And the issue is doing work on the Sabbath. To this day, the Jewish people, they don't do work on the Sabbath. And not just work as in like going to your jobs, but work as in performing any sort of action. And quite honestly, it'd be kind of nice if there was a little bit more of that attitude in our culture, right? Where Sunday's kind of the day of rest, where we focus on not doing things. And I know it's hard because that's free time and stuff like that, but we've kind of lost that sense of reverence for that day. But anyway, even flipping a light switch would be considered work for a Jewish person on the Sabbath. Getting in the car and driving, anything mechanical. Even when we were in the Holy Land, you would see elevators that the buttons, they were set up different where they would run to every floor every so often automatically because pushing the button for the floor was considered work. So it was a way to still use the elevator. Point being, resting on the Sabbath was taken and is taken very seriously. And so the question then, well, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath? In other words, the question is, what's more important, following this important and good rule or curing someone who's sick? On the surface, kind of seems like a moral conundrum. But the answer seems obvious at the end of the day, and it was for the Pharisees as well, given they had no answer. They didn't know what to say. What's most important for any rule or for any law is the love that holds it up, the charity with which it was imagined in the first place. And it's all too easy to go to the other extreme as well, to think, well, because this is the nice thing to do, we're out of charity and not follow any rules. That's not a good idea either. Or try to see exceptions in everything that we do. The whole purpose of the Sabbath rule is to give thanks to God, to honor him for what he's done for us in that past week, and also to recognize that he rested on that seventh day when he created the world. That's the purpose, and that's good. So it's not that this is a bad rule or it shouldn't be followed. That's not the point Jesus is trying to make. But rather, it's about recognizing the love that surrounds the rule or the law and where it comes from. Because anything that does honor to God gives him love, that should never prevent us from loving or caring for another. It's not this black and white kind of extreme mentality that sometimes is easy to fall into. Think, well, this is the rule, this is how it has to be, no matter what. Jesus' call is to recognize love. Our church has many rules. As we know, sometimes that's the complaint. Many laws, even the liturgy has many instructions on what to do. And I don't know about you, but I've heard many people say, most of those rules, that's just a bunch of old grumpy men in the Vatican making up rules. Well, we know that's not quite the case either. That's a bit extreme. But even our man-made disciplines, not eating meat on Fridays and Lent and all those different things, they do come from our scripture and from our tradition. They're in place as a means of allowing us to love God and love our neighbor more authentically. All of God's laws, especially when it comes to those of morality and the dogmas, the main truths of the church, all of them are boiled down to love and how best to love God and our neighbor. And sometimes when it gets hard, we might blame the rule. Say, this is dumb, this is too hard. Or when the call to sacrifice is a little more than we're willing to give, we try to find fault with the rule or where it came from, rather than looking at our own hearts and seeing where is God calling us to in this moment. What's the love that we're either called to accept or to give in that moment? The laws of the church aren't meant to be restrictive. They're meant to be freeing, just the opposite. They're meant to draw us to love, to draw us close to God and close to one another. And so let's always remember, the most important rule is the rule of charity, because love has everything